11, consider and take possible action regarding the investment consultant for the fund. Tim or Marilyn?
Do we have something on it?
I'll start it, Marilyn, and then Blake's here. We had a request from the board chair to provide some feedback to the board, some guidance to the board on how to evaluate the investment consultants, and if you want to make a change, how you go about making a change there. So this is procedural in nature. It just talks about what the role and responsibilities are. Really, more than anything else here. The impetus was from this was clearly personnel turnover at Milliman that caused board chair and then for others to ask questions about how do you evaluate that going forward. And really, this, more than any other type of fiduciary council, this relationship is fairly unique in that they report directly to you as the board. Investment managers have, you know, responsibility for the assets that they manage. Investment consultants have a fiduciary responsibility to you, the board, here. Not to staff, not to anyone else, but to you, the board, to help implement your fiduciary responsibility. So the decision is at the discretion of the board. And I think you clearly have a situation where there's going to be some changes to your consulting relationship. That's clear. At least to the people who are going to be sitting in front of you once Bob retires. Bob has given indication that he plans to retire mid-January of 2014. He'll remain as a consultant to Milliman for the Contra Costa relationship for 6 months after that until mid-July. He's put that in writing to the board chair, I believe. And you've got a couple of options. One is maintain the relationship, maintain the existing contract. If you do that, you definitely want to go visit their office in San Francisco, see how the new consulting team works together. The new consulting team will be Marty Dirks, who you know, and Randy Young, who is starting with Milliman next week. I have not met him. I don't believe anybody has met him here. For those of you who are going to the Milliman conference at the end of September, you'll see him there. We'll get to know him over the next couple of months here and kind of evaluate what that team looks like going forward. The board always has the option of issuing an RFP for a replacement. You can do that at any time. You can do it now, you can do it 6 months from now, you can do it 16 years from now. That's always an option. But this is really in the board's core here as to do we think they can do it, and I think, got the history of the Milliman relationship to look at there, and you know, are you comfortable with the team that's presenting in front of you? And that'll be the open question you have.
Tim, I think I can describe it as curiosity. Who are the other major players that would compete against a Milliman for the role?
I can tell you who works with other California and Sackers counties, and it'd be firms such as Makita and SIS and Wertz and APC. There's
Callan.
There's a half dozen large ones and a number of smaller ones.
Okay,
Richard. Yeah, I don't think the current change is really worthy of any note. But with Bob leaving, and if he's going to leave like in July, I think in the spring would be a good time to do an RFP, but Milliman involved too. In other words, just, you know, redo it. You know, there, many years ago there was a policy about no matter how good you felt about your manager, every so often you should recycle it and see it, and, you know, that never caught on here. But it is not a bad policy, and, you know, Bob has been with us for so long. I think it's, you know, it is Bob. Okay, it's not Milliman as much as it's Bob. And I think when Bob's plenty of transition, we ought to see what's in the hopper, and Milliman would compete. You know, and the thing, I mean, definitely be invited, not excluded, and just see what the world has to offer. And I think that's a good springtime type of thing, maybe started out. Now, I won't be here, but I mean, that to me would be the logical, I think, way to go. And so, you know, that's how you want to work it type of thing. We've never done it. We've kept with them. We were Dorn and Hellison, and they moved to Milliman, and we just kept them because Bob was the principal. There was Doug Dorn, too, in the beginning, but that's how we did it. And it just seems to be a good, transparent way. Actually, it seems to be a good governance idea. You know, it would be like, what, once in 20 years we review our consultant contract?
30.
30? No, I've been here. I hired Bob. I remember hiring Bob. Okay. It was actually Doug Thorne we hired. Bob was a quant back in the office. But, you know, it, just a review of it, and with Bob gone, because I think Bob's been the key, and it would just be a good look. We may end up keeping Milliman very easily. You know, I know a couple of the names you mentioned, but not all of them. But there's certainly just about all the funds have an account, a consultant that assists them with, you know, investment matters.
Marilyn?
I didn't raise my hand. I was just going to start speaking. Go ahead.
Timing-wise, spring, and Tim and I are on the, we kind of think the same. It really, we have to, if our goal is to have another firm or Milliman and have the contract in, say, July 1st next year, we need to go back at least 6 months, maybe more like 8.
I'm thinking like December, November.
Yeah. Well, it'll take us a while to develop an RFP, and then once you release it, you give them 30 to 6 days to respond. We may want to do on-site visits. There's quite a process here going.
This is... In terms of the pantheon of projects and the involvement changing your custodian is probably the most complicated thing. Mm-hmm. This is a very close second. So just understand it's going to, you know, even if you do a search is going to have a very long lead time. The other complicating factor is we have a major project that we expect the investment consultant to do next spring, and that's the asset allocation study. If you're in the midst of a search, it's prudent to put that on hold. Do you want to hold up your asset allocation study pending the outcome of this? That's the other question for you.
Yeah. Jerry?
Yeah. I would like a little time with Marty and the new guy and do an on-site and visit with them. And then go with Richard's suggestion in the spring, or maybe even when Bob's gone in June, 6 months later. That's kind of where I am with it. But the process for the RFP, do you and Marilyn run that RFP? How is that? I mean, what's always been Bob that's done RFPs for us, and it's all. So what is that process?
Well, Tim has a good suggestion on this that we would need to bring back to the board anyway. Typically, RFPs for outside fiduciary counsel, medical providers for disabilities, we do internally here, and we draft those. But Tim has a great idea on this. Don't you?
There is one outside firm that does searches for consultants.
Right. That's what we did.
Really?
When we hired Bob.
Yeah. I would have to do more. I don't know the firm well. I know they exist. I would have to have discussions with them. We have to, you know, bring them in. You understand their philosophy. It'd either be an internal process or we'd look at bringing somebody like that.
Okay.
I like Jerry's time. That strikes me as making good sense that we give Marty and Randy a chance to perform in a reasonable way.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think this is an ideal time for us to maybe implement a new policy that every 5 years, every 7 years, that we, as a matter of normal course, go through this process to evaluate the current consultant. And I think this is an ideal time to put that policy in place. It's also an ideal time for us to get presentations from other consultants. I have been in favor of what you have in this memo about at least doing the research on getting a real estate consultant and possibly an alternative consultant, or maybe there's somebody who does both of those, and split that off from the regular investment consulting. I'm very much in favor of that. And I say that because I've talked to a lot of people at conferences from other systems, and that's how the bigger systems do it. And they have all expressed to me that they believe that's a beneficial way. I know Richard doesn't agree with me.
No, I actually agree with you. Oh, I'm just saying this board doesn't agree with you.
Oh, okay.
Not the current board, the previous board.
I've heard from a lot of other people outside of this board say that is a very, that they feel that's valuable, to have separate real estate concentrated and alternative private equity concentrated consultants. But I am in favor in having staff start to develop the RFP now with some type of rollout by December and have it ready. Maybe we might find over the next 3 months that Marty and Randy surprise us and they're just on fire and they hit the ground running. Or maybe we should be prepared for by December to have an RFP to hit the street.
Let me make a suggestion. Jerry?
I have no misgivings about going either way. I'm a little concerned about possibly making a change for change's sake, and I think sometimes you can get caught up in that. And I agree with Jerry, I think, who was suggesting I'd like to give these guys a chance to prove themselves, give them an opportunity to gel and show what they can do. I don't think I, as a board member, have been hesitant about the performance that we've seen so far. During my tenure, obviously, I don't blame 2008 on them. I blame it on Tim. But
of course,
you know, that's
he wasn't here, Kerry.
But you know, the idea of it's a lot of work that would go into the RFP process. There's a tremendous amount of work, and unless you really kind of mean business, then I'd be reluctant to go through the whole process and with a preconceived idea. Or I know you don't have that, but of saying, well, we're probably going to keep them anyway.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Because I think you can notion. Just change. If it ain't broke, sometimes you don't have to fix it.
Well, I would agree with Deborah in the sense that a lot of people do on a regular basis rebid contracts. And it's the big guys. Mm-hmm. It's the huge. So they're more impersonal than we would be. But when I hear about giving Marty and people a chance, it seems to me that we're going to have a vote, well, we won't do anything. And we haven't even looked at other consultants for a very, very long time. This is not anti-Milliman at all. It just seems a good practice. And the good practice is because all these other people done it, and it hasn't blown up in their face. I think there's a lot of folks out there who would want this business. Type of thing, so I'm not sure it's that difficult. I think the difficulty in us is sorting them out. Mm-hmm. You got down to a presentation, you get five people. Tim and Marilyn, I bet you we get the five. If it happened at five, that's the difficulty I see in the whole thing. But I think it's considered a good practice at some type of interview that you rebid contracts. And I honestly can't imagine that there's an argument against that. But I'm open to it.
You don't know what you don't know. I mean, we know what Milliman gives us, but we don't know what somebody else could potentially give us unless we interviewed them.
Marilyn and Scott.
What I'm hearing is nobody wants to make an immediate decision on this today. Even if we issue an RFP, it's a little bit later. So a couple of issues. We do have a professional outside consultant review policy already. Every 3 years, that goes out to board members. That would be this year going out, and usually in December you can give all of your feedback on that. It sounds to me, from what I'm hearing, that we should probably let the new guy, Randy, come on board in October, maybe mid to late October. Pull an on-site and go do that,
yes.
And come back to the board in November and see where we are then. I wanted to let the board know that a couple of years ago, were you here or were you at, you might have been at Milliman, we did a more informal RFI process with other investment consultants when we were looking at fee adjustments for Milliman. And I believe, do you remember that?
I was at Milliman, but yeah.
You were Milliman, yes, but we did take care of that in-house too and did some comparisons and found that for what we were getting with Milliman, the fees were way lower, substantially lower than outside the other consulting firms.
That's one thing I can virtually guarantee would come out of.
Even if we did it now. But this is, I don't want the board to think it's as easy as saying, oh, here's one, let's choose it. We have the consultant has relationships with every single investment manager, with our custodian bank. They get feeds of all the information. Mm-hmm. They've got all the reports set up. So it is just, if we choose this, which is fine, it's a huge amount of work for the staff, and I just want the board to be aware of that.
Okay.
So when in the year would be the best time to do something like this? Would it be winter or fall?
What is the, well, any time is the same for us. It doesn't matter.
It's never a good time.
No, for us, for accounting, when they're in the middle of an audit, no. But for us,
it's never good.
My thought is if Bob Riley is leaving in July, if the board...
But
he's staying as a consultant until July. If we wanted to back that up, I still think we can do an on-site, we can find out some more information and still come back to the board in November.
So, question. There are RFPs where you're trying to solicit firms with, you know, requisite quals, and you're trying to evaluate between firms, not necessarily based on price, but trying to find the best consultant, advisor, whatever that is. And then there are the RFP processes, which are almost solely geared towards trying to get the best bang for the buck, where quals are important, but money's more important. I'm assuming that this effort is more the former than the latter, which is that we would care more about the quality of representation than we would about the fact that we got it for a little less over here.
Quality of the team, quality of the reporting, quality of the processes, the availability to meet with you all. And this board meets much more often than a lot of other public fund boards do. Their current representation within California, there's a lot of Sacramento counties that meet on a similar schedule as we do.
Right.
Therefore, you know, that consulting team is going to be booked up a lot of times. We have to spend a lot of time kind of going through identifying what are the key points from staff's perspective, from the board's perspective, assembling the questions to get at that, and it does become more art than science.
So on that point though, the schedule you just laid out sounded fine to me in terms of meeting the expectation. If we were still thinking about doing something, that would give us time to have kicked the tires a little bit and, you know, made a site visit and so on. But when we come back to it, assuming we adopt that timeline, when we come back to this question in November or whenever that is, I guess I'd like an honest or a candid assessment about whether we can realistically expect from an RFP response and a series of interviews to pick the right one. In other words, I mean, we've all been through this. Those of us who have had to pitch for business, I've been on teams that, you know, proposed on projects. We all know what happens in these things is that typically if they really want the work, they're going to put, you know, an A-team on it. If they really, you know, put the effort into it, they're going to craft something. There are some firms that do that much better than others. That is, their whole deal is pitching work. So you tell me at some point, it's not maybe today's question, but is the process going to get a person of the quals you'd want? Is that the best way to select, I guess is really what I'm asking. I don't know the answer to that.
There's much more involved in this type of search process than a final presentation with 45 minutes with the team. You probably narrow it down to 3 to 6. You have in-depth interviews over the course of multiple days. You do on-sites with multiple firms. This
could take months.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take months.
It would take months.
Yeah, no, good, it would, yeah. Okay. I just want to get a better sense of what
we're doing. It's just say, you know, convey this kind of scope of it.
So you're going to filter. Ideally, this would filter down to a short list where then you do a rigorous due diligence, really get into it, right, and then start to make comparative evals.
I don't want this to seem like staff is going to take this and run with it. This has got to be a board decision. We're here to implement with your guidance, but this has got to be a board-level decision.
This is a lot of work. I'm believe me, I can appreciate the amount of work that you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Question.
Well, I think it's difficult. I'm not so sure it's like more important or more serious than when we give a manager $200 million, okay, for investment. We're still the same thing. We're looking for the best bang. I do remember when we hired him, and you brought up the asset allocation. You know, truthfully, we had hired a consultant to do that back then. And then the reason we went for a full-time consultant is because we'd done the asset allocation, and Milliman wasn't, it was Dorn and Hellison in those days. They didn't do the asset allocation. They came in and hired, and they were going to go forward with these policies, so we kept them separate. But I think there's a lot of people out in the business that do this. So I think we're going to spend some time with references, and that can be a big time-consuming thing, but references from other administrators, other board members. I wouldn't even think of hiring somebody brand new. And maybe, you know, I mean, Doug was really well-known with Callan prior to him going and being Dorn and Hellison. That was Doug Dorn. And I think we were their third client type of thing. But there was history, you know. And I forget who Bob was with, but he'd been a big numbers guy, too. I mean, there were, it wasn't so much the firm as it was the people. We're choosing the people.
Oh,
yeah. And if we start that way, choosing the people, then I think it'll work. I mean, but it was the people we chose. Not, we didn't have like a, you know how sometimes we won't hire a manager if they don't have enough history, their firm doesn't, like we exclude them. It's the people we're looking for here. And I think we'll have a lot of top-notch people want the business.
Well, in the interest of moving the ball forward, I don't know if it takes a motion or direction, but if it's a motion or direction, well, then I would suggest we direct our executive director and staff in line with Maryland's proposed schedule and substance. That seemed like the best middle ground kind of.
Okay, so we'll be contacting. Well, do you want to?
Yeah, we'll need a number of board members to go over and do the on-site. Tim's in a kind of a unique situation that he has a long-term relationship. He used to work at Milliman. Maybe we pull him out of this, or no?
I think he should attend, but
again, it's a board-level decision as opposed to.
You can take your thing I say with a grain of salt.
Okay.
Really?
On the process, so.
You know where
this would be in San Francisco, so it's fairly easy on site.
And the bridge is open.
I'm thinking October. Get over there for an on-site. Give Randy time to get settled. They'll have their conference.
Randy starts mid next Wednesday, so give him
2 weeks.
Days.
You guys are in sports.
Okay, well, you want us to just contact board members?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll contact
people. If I'm available, I would be happy to go. It might be a good experience for me.
A good question. When Bob leaves, who will be controlling the shots at Milliman about who our consultant is? Because Milliman's a rather large firm, or good-sized firm. So,
do we end up with a partner?
Well, I'm just saying, you can be switched. I mean, you know, no offense, Harvey, but, you know, when we hired you and you switched Ashley in, you know, on it. So, I mean, I just want to know.
Does the statute ever run on?
No. No, but I'm just saying, is that who we should meet with?
Maybe
is
not.
Who will be the controlling boss once Ellison's left? Because it'll go to some like existing senior partner or something. I don't know.
It's
but
a very small group over there.
The
investment group.
Okay, but we're not going to be
small.
Limited by the San Francisco office, are we?
No, the way Milliman works is he will have to, you know, sell his practice, his book of business to another principal.
Okay, that's when I'm.
It's not so simple to switch consultants for them to do it on you.
Yeah,
it's possible.
It's like
but will we find out? Because that's who I think we need to talk to. Who he's going to sell his client to. Who he's going to sell us to.
Milliman doesn't have any other public fund specialists.
And Marty and Randy are not principals, I would assume.
Sorry.
Marty and Randy are not principals, so there will be somebody behind the scenes that owns the business within the office.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. And
absolutely.
Would we expect that individual to play an active role with us?
Hasn't historically, but he would definitely be involved in the on-site, and you can ask that question.
Okay.
There are structures and there are practices in place that tend to lead to quite a bit of control being at the consultant level. That's not to say that's necessarily the way it would look going forward, so you ask the question.
Okay.
All right. Item 12, presentation.